Once upon a time, in a realm far, far away, a beautiful princess once reigned. Beyond the realm of the bare ground, her power extended to the treetops, the clouds, and the depths of the ocean. Her strength was not a pure gift from on high. It attracted the uproar of enemies from outside the realm. But worse was to follow, as the old Minotaur was molded by her beauty. The princess's beauty, purity, and popularity were all things that this monster, queen of the realm of lost souls and full of black magic, resented. What she despised the most, though, was that the princess ruled over innocent spirits while she was stuck with the Forsaken. The evil queen became enraged and set out to assassinate the princess, so she invaded her land. Using her sorcery, she gained entry to the palace. And then, just as she was about to kill the princess, she, as well, gave in to her beauty. Still envious, she chose to transform the princess into one of the palace guards, who were nameless, faceless individuals, whose identities are reduced to serving the kingdom and its people. The evil queen had taken the princess as far as she could in transforming her into a lost soul. Her people believed their princess had vanished, and mourned their beautiful life. Loneliness consumed the wretched princess, so she left the palace in secret and set forth across the outer realms in search of what had been taken from her. For even in childhood, the princess had heard, in tales not meant for her ears, of a pale and ancient figure who dwelt beyond the outer realms, a keeper of visions to whom desperate souls were said to go when all magic had failed. She left to find the keeper of visions. Her road first led her to the dominion of King Ozai, the great sovereign of the Eighth Kingdom.